We understandably associate the beginning of Parshas Achrimos with the day of Yom HaKippurim, the very Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Kippur itself. When you look, however, in the Psukim, there's something that seems quite unusual. One, for example, would think that at the very beginning of the Parsha, the Torah should mention the theme of Yom Kippur, and that does not happen. You get to the end of Perek Tezayin, the end of the Ali of Shlishi. Finally, that's the first time the Torah mentions Yom Kippur at all. No doubt it begs the question, well, what were we speaking about indeed up until now? The Torah tells us, V'al yavo b'chol eis el ha-kodesh. What exactly does that mean? Do not go ahead and do this often, consistently. Rashi writes, Lo yehi rog yalavo. This is Yom Kippur. This is something we celebrate once a year. Why would it be necessary for the Torah to tell us that one should not be rogil in doing so? And perhaps the most stunning kash is the Torah tells us the following. The Torah describes that Aaron going into the Olam Oed, purpose is Votzos Kafu Machta. Rashi says that, you know what, that Ein Zeh Makomo Shel Mikra Zeh. This really doesn't belong here. This is not really the Seder Avoda. It's not at this time that you engage in Otzos Kafu Machta. That's only much later. That's after Olosa V'Ola Sa'am. And therefore, you're left with an obvious question. Why is it that the psukim somehow are written out of order if that really is not the appropriate timing of that particular avoda? If you look in the very end of the Sefer Chochmas Adam, there the Chayadam quotes the beautiful beer of the Gaon, that the Medrash writes there was something that Aaron HaKohen was able to do that did not happen at other times. Aaron Kohen Gadol was able to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim at will, whenever he desired to do so. Does that mean that under all circumstances he simply could suddenly enter? No. You know what the answer is? Bezos Yavo Aaron al HaKodesh. Aaron, yes, had that unique schus, enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but there's a sequence, there's a Seder. It requires absolute hachana. This is indeed what must be done. And that is the beginning of Parshas Achrimos. What are the details of the hachana, the preparation necessary to be able to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim that Aaron could do typically throughout the year? Oh, and then, as the Parsha continues, it tells us the following Chiddush. What was true then, that formula for Aaron to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, this is something that we do l'doros when it comes to Yom HaKippurim. The initial theme of the Parsha was simply the allowance of Aaron to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then the Torah tells us subsequently that, yes, this is indeed what we do yearly when it comes to Yom Kippur. And therefore the Torah admonishes Aaron, Al yavo b'chol eis el ha-kodesh. You in principle have a right to do this often, but be careful. As Rashi explains, this should not be seen as an everyday activity. Rachmana l'tzlan, it should not become stale. It should not become mundane. And therefore the Torah doesn't mention Yom Kippur at all at the beginning of the Parsha. And when Rashi says that, realize there's something out of order, according to the Gaon, it's beautiful, it's out of order on Yom Kippur. Because in Yom Kippur, in addition to this formula of Bezos and Aron HaKodesh, you have to factor in the Karbonos of Yom HaKippurim, and on Yom Kippur, it's true, the Seder is a little bit different when it comes to the Olas Kohen Gadol and Olas Ha'am. But when the Torah mentions the chiyuv of Aron HaKohen, it is, of course, exquisitely in order. That is exactly the avodah that Aron HaKohen indeed did. So that's the chiddush that the Chayadam writes, B'Shem HaGra, that realized the theme of the Parsha's entrance into Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz points out that, you know, even that is somewhat surprising. You're dealing with Aron Kohen Gadol, that has a historic privilege that no one else had. And you're talking about the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holiest person in the holiest place, and yet the Torah has to admonish us, Al Yavo B'chol Eis El HaKodesh. And you know what that means? That even that which seems to be the most transformative, the most stunning, somehow, without the proper mindset, it can become stale. Mitzvah Sanashim Mumada. A person can have the greatest privilege, and you know what? That if you don't do it with the proper mindset, it can become mundane. It can become routine. And isn't that true when it comes to certain aspects of Avodas Hashem? The Sugyan Barachos Navav, Dvarim Ha'omdim B'Rumuvah Shel Odom, U'Bnei Odom Mezalzin Bahem. The most important institutions that one can envision. Rashi writes only one example. Tefillah, davening. What is schus? And yet, b'nei adam is zalzlin by him. You don't take it serious. Privileges somehow without the sense of newness and freshness and ischadshus can be so taken for granted that it becomes to be an ordinary routine, an ordinary experience. Imagine when you look in the Psukim Yechezkel and Perek Memvav, there the Navi tells us, you have a source of interest in entering the Beis Hamikdash. You know what? If you enter at this shar, the Navi tells us, make sure you leave through a different shar. Oh, the Chassid Yavetz, in the very beginning of Maseches Avos writes, why does the Navi have to tell you, enter here and leave here? You're entering the Midrash Hashem. Don't turn around and leave the exact path that you entered, but rather enter a different shar. The Chassid Yavetz writes, Hischadshus in Avodas Hashem. You know, the first time you enter the Beis Hamikdash, it's spectacular. But if you keep on using the same entranceway, that which is magnificent can become mundane. And therefore, the Navi tells us that, you know what? Make sure you expose yourself a different perspective, a different vision, a different aspect of Beis Hamikdash. Because otherwise, Al-Yav B'chol Eis Al-HaKodesh, that you can reduce that which is most important in life to be that which is mundane. In the yeshiva, we have such opportunities. No exposure to that which is absolutely, absolutely magnificent. No, the zman, the year. For many of us, Baruch Hashem, the schus of making a siyum on the Masech that we'll celebrate in the very end of the zman. It's something that you have to cherish. But you know, when the zman continues and goes on, if a person is not on guard and a person doesn't realize, even the most lofty things in life can become mundane. You know, tefillas nila is something that moves us, but daily tefillah, each and every day, you know, sometimes, mitzvahs anashim mada, we allow those magnificent experiences to become routine. And if the Torah goes out of its way and it tells Aaron HaKohen regarding the Kodesh HaKadoshim to be on guard, to recognize the need for chidush, not only in terms of learning, but in terms of avodas Hashem. So that's a lesson, no doubt, that we have to take to heart. We have the greatest opportunities, but sometimes, if we're not careful, they can be reduced. In today's society, overexposure can reduce the most lofty things and prevent them from being as impactful as they otherwise indeed could be. And no doubt, that's something we have to be incredibly, incredibly on guard. Tomorrow evening in Queens, they're having a special asifa regarding the challenges of technology. I urge you to be able to mishtatev, urge you to attend. It's something that's relevant for all of us. There's certain exposures that we have that, yes, in a certain misgeres may be necessary, and maybe, yes, that, you know what, that a person can take advantage of, but a person has to recognize hagdaros, gedarim, context, tchumim. A person has to realize that boundaries indeed have to be set, because otherwise the most lofty things in life are not going to be as impactful as they otherwise could. And that was the lesson of Aaron Kohen Gadol, and therefore the Torah tells us once a year, incorporate this into V'avodas Yom HaKippurim, Al Yavo B'chol Eis Al HaKodesh, and that's a stunning Musar Haskel. Chaim Shlevitz would argue that the Oyev HaGodol, the real enemy, is Hergel. When a person becomes complacent, when you do mitzvot just by rote, and you don't give the thought of the privilege that indeed you have. We're privileged to be in the yeshiva. We're privileged to celebrate this man. And make sure as this man comes to an end that our avodas Hashem, our learning, and davening is accompanied with a thorough sense of absolute yishchadshus. If you do that literally, it's like taking different gates in and out of the Mikdash Hashem. It will transform you. It will inspire you. It will set the course of vision, not only to be able to influence your learning, but to be able to carve pathways for life. And therefore, Pasuk begins with that admission to Aaron HaKohen. And the Torah tells us, the end of Shlishi, to take this lesson, incorporate this into Avoda, and let this lesson be the hallmark of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim.